Principles to Live By from 1 Samuel 23. David's men felt that they were not strong enough to help a beleaguered town. God knew otherwise. When someone is in trouble, we must ask, if we don't help, who will? Christians are here to help the downtrodden and the disenfranchised. If we don't, who will? The writer of Proverbs put it like this: if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength being small, if you hold back from rescuing those taken away to death, those who go staggering to the slaughter, if you say, look, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay all according to their deeds? No Christian has a right to pass by on the other side. Nicholas Winterton was born of Jewish parents in Britain. In 1938, he went to Prague, rescuing 669 Jewish children from certain death by the Nazi regime in Czechoslovakia. 50 years later, his wife discovered a list of all the children he had rescued. Only then the world found out the story. The Queen knighted him, and the rest is history. One man. What a story. Don't say you cannot, and don't say you didn't know. David was not the only one to check more than once that God said, do it. But they did it and rescued a city. Now, relationships based on favours are rocky relationships. The town of Keilah was in debt to David and his warriors. He and his men had saved them from destruction, yet they were about to let David down. They were not prepared to return the favour. They were cowardly in their actions. We must do a deed because it needs to be done. Jesus amplified this when he said, ask a person to a meal who cannot return the favour. No one is in debt to us. We are in debt to them. Paul put it this way in Romans chapter 13. Pay your debts as they come due. However, one debt you can never finish paying is the debt of love that you owe to each other. The one who loves another person has fulfilled Moses' teachings. Now, Jonathan owed David nothing, yet he sought out his friendship. Write off all debts that you think you are owed by other people. In 1 Samuel 18, verse 1, it used the word knit together. David summed up his relationship with Jonathan in 2 Samuel 1, verse 26. At the time of Jonathan's death, he said, I am heartbroken over you, my brother Jonathan. You were my great delight. Your love was more wonderful to me than the love of women. Jonathan had a relationship with David that strengthened him in God. Saul's son Jonathan came to David at Horesh. He strengthened David's faith in the Lord. This is the relationship that counts. Does the person that we are with draw us closer to God? Do they direct me in the right direction? Do they increase my faith? Once the people of Keilah had all that they needed from David, they would desert him. Some can suck us dry till we have almost no energy, either spiritual or physical, left. If David was strengthened by Jonathan, it implies that he needed encouragement. How did Jonathan strengthen him? perhaps by reminding him of the past presence of God in Jonathan's own victories, or of David's victory over Goliath, or of yet-to-be-fulfilled promise of kingship for David. The Hebrew word chazak, which is strengthen, means to bind fast. Get friendships that bind your hands to the hand of God. It was the word that was used to repair ruins. And maybe Jonathan and David sang one or two of his psalms. Paul spoke of personal encouragement by others as bringing good news. Outwardly, we have conflicts, he said, and inwardly, we have fears. Yet God, who comforts those who are dejected, comforted us when Titus arrived. We were comforted not only by his arrival, but also by learning about the comfort he received while he was with you. We sometimes say it is faith, not feelings, that count. Yet emotions are part of us. We not only trust God, but we also love God. God uses our emotions to speak to us, sorrow sometimes to correct us, joy to lift us up, love to encourage us. God can be touched with how we feel. In Hebrews 4:15 it says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities." It was the sorrow of the Hebrew slaves in Egypt that reached God, not so much their prayers. Amen. The Lord bless.